porcelain statue of a Hindu god would absorb milk over and over is unexplainable. Yet I know that the world at large is being conditioned right now through these kind of manifestations. And I know that if it can sweep the world in 72 hours, it's a demonstration to how quickly these things can happen. And brothers and sisters, the alarming thing about it is that while the world is being conditioned by these things that are going on in the realm of spiritualism and New Age, most of us in Adventism aren't even aware they're going on. And at the same time, the apparitions of Mary are conditioning the Catholic world for the same type of end time scenario. Now, if you're not familiar with the story of where the peace pipe came from in the American Indian history, we're going to tell you that at this time. And I'm sure if you're a citizen of the United States, you've heard about the peace pipe. But the peace pipe is one of the highest relics of the worship of the American Indians. And we're going to tell you a story that can be found in many of the Indian heritages, and it's been recorded for years, and it's the story of how the American Indian received the peace pipe. It was supposedly a gift from a holy lady that brought it to them. And we'll tell you the story through this book that has this story in it, and the name of this story would be the White Buffalo Lady. And if you see right here, there's a lady here, and she's known as the White Buffalo Lady. And the peace pipe is up above because that's the gift that she brought to the American Indian. And the story goes, this is the White Buffalo Lady, that 19 generations ago, now note that this 19 generations ago, you pick what you determine is a good generation, whether it's 30 years, 40 years, or 50 years is a generation. Somewhere over 500 years ago, there was a famine in the land, and two Indian braves were out